As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
Have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This part of the show is brought to you by Creative Energy. My brand new hot tub from Creative Energy is now in my home and in operation. And it's super fun every day.
I bet.
We figure out a time to get in. We went in pretty early yesterday.
John seems to be living his best life.
Yeah, I told him he has to just keep his eyes closed from now on, or I'm not getting in there with him anymore. And he's fine with it. So
no,
everything's great.
He's not.
That problem solved. We don't have to talk about it ever again.
All right.
Never, ever.
That
it's life changing.
Did it again.
No, we didn't. I'm telling you, I was like insistent. And then he goes, he's like, well, I mean, you know, Friday's right around the corner. I'm like, you think you're getting Friday too? He's like, I am getting Friday. Anyway, you know, blindfold your husband, but enjoy your new hot tub. Go get one from Creative Energy. Visit creativeenergy.com. They have lots of store locations. You go in and you can actually climb into the tubs, and they're dry. There is there's a room where they show you, there's a few models that are set up, but it's great. Lovely people and really high quality hot tubs. I just love it. Creativeenergy.com. Check them out. You want to have a little backyard paradise action going on. Okay, I don't know Cocomelon, but apparently Cocomelon is destroying our children.
I'm familiar.
What are your thoughts, please? What
Cocomelon is not my favorite kids' entertainment, but it is one of the shows that you can, like, is Cocomelon only on YouTube?
Oh, it's a YouTube thing. I don't know.
I'm not sure if I've only seen it on YouTube, but it's not one of my favorites. But I've watched it. What about it? Why is it hurting our children?
Kids love it.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness. Is this Cocomelon? It feels lovely so far. Lots of children laughing. I hear a little Spanish worked in there. Bob, who's the closest thing we have to a child on this show, does seem to be enjoying it right now.
Have you seen there's the graphics?
Yes, I have seen that.
So there's a bunch of stuff that
it's sort of like simple,
fairly new. What was
CG?
The one? Remember Cardi B got super expensive necklaces made of the characters from the one on, I think it's a Netflix kids show. That's not Bluey. Bluey is a smash, home run, win every time. They're little.
It's not Caillou, is it?
No. Caillou is awful.
Yeah, they've got that on this particular list.
Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead with Cocomelon and I'll come up with the name.
Okay, yeah. Cocomelon, they say that it's bright colors, loud music, and fast-paced action. And parents are saying that it's like crack for kids.
Well,
they say it's overstimulating and leads to negative behaviors, especially when parents try to turn it off.
Good job.
I mean, it actually sounds kind of gentle and
I'm thinking of Word Party, it's called. And the characters on Word Party are super cute and very fun. And that's another one. But go
on. Your kids have watched Word Party and you like that.
I liked Word Party. I liked Peppa Pig. Oh, I liked...
Peppa Pig has that whole wiener thing going on.
What?
What?
Have you not seen her face? It's like a wiener. Her face is the balls, and then there's the nose that is,
you know,
super phallic. Every time I look at it, I'm like, okay, well, I guess we're selling wieners on this show.
I haven't seen that. No.
Well, I'm looking at it right now, and
A wiener.
It totally looks like a wiener.
It's totally a wiener. So, wiener, wiener, chicken diener. That's what we got there.
Okay.
It's a wiener.
We used to watch a lot of Chip and Potato.
Oh, what's
the... Are they on the list?
They're not. Not on the bad list.
Oh. It's
Chip and Potato. Are they potatoes? Are they...
No. It's a little girl who has a little mouse that only she knows about.
Oh.
And so this is her little friend, the little mouse, but she doesn't want the mouse to be taken away, so she keeps... Anyway, it's just...
Is the mouse named Chip, or is the mouse named Potato?
No, the mouse is Chip.
Is she Potato?
It's been a minute. Edie's six now, so I'm not watching
Chip and Potato.
You know, these are like shows that we watched when the kids were three.
Oh, Potato's a little dog.
Yes, they're pugs.
Oh, okay. And then Chip is a little mouse with gigantic ears, just adorable. This is, I mean, the adorable factor is huge here. Gigantic eyes.
And there's little stories about how, you know, it's kid programming.
Yeah. So there was this influencer was going off, and, you know, people are chiming in on this whole thing about Cocomelon. One of these influencers is saying, I don't allow my kids to watch Cocomelon at all. It's too fast paced. It's too aggressive. I don't like how big their eyes are. It's scary. Sounds like her problem. She goes on, I also feel like the overstimulation is playing into the short attention span I think kids already have, which is interesting because she's an influencer, you guys.
Right.
When kids get used to constant entertainment, they struggle with boredom and quiet play. So she might want to just, you know, turn off the TV altogether, put the phone down, the influential phone, and like play with their kids, read them books. Get down on the floor with them. Crawl around.
All the upcoming generations are dealing with this overstimulation reality, which is there's a million ways to get entertainment, and the screen overload is part of the problem, and it's on parents to say, no, you get this for this long a day, mm-hmm. and that's that.
It's super difficult because parents also need a break. And people are like, I had no idea it was going to be this hard to have kids, A, and B, entertain them at all times. And like, I just need to make dinner here.
If you remember, one of the things, first of all, I don't remember a big push like, you can't watch that much TV, get off the TV. But I guess that's because I didn't watch that much TV, so no one had to come to me.
I definitely heard that. They were kids sitting around watching TV. I was allowed to watch Saturday morning cartoons. If it was raining outside, I could watch after school stuff. And then there were just a couple of things that we were allowed to watch at night.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't watch that much TV, so my parents never had to monitor that.
Absolutely. I was like, I want to stay home and watch The Price is Right, and let's make a deal. And then whatever stupid soap operas.
You have to go to school. Sorry.
I don't feel good. My stomach hurts.
Was the best part of sick days, is watching all the game shows.
Yeah. Sitting on the couch, all bundled, snuggled up, and your mom bring you, like, you know, some ginger ale. It's like, oh, yeah, I might barf. Can I have some ginger ale?
So you weren't actually sick ever?
I mean, I'm sure sometimes I was. I don't remember any of those
times.
Sounds
like you're just enjoying your sick days.
Well, even when you're sick, you can still enjoy The Price is Right, Benny. Just because you're sick doesn't mean that you don't like what's on TV.
Anyway, I don't think Cocomelon is one of the worst ones. There's bad songs, and by bad, I mean you're just not going to love it. But one of the ones I watched this a lot with Isla and less so with Edie, but Baby First Channel. If you have cable, Baby First Channel just has these shows that they're actually slower paced. And they aren't
really
as
simple images and stuff. If it's the
very
same one,
basic
that's been around
stuff.
For a while. I want to say Baby First was like or Sprout or something. I can't. There was like a really simple thing that might have been called Baby First.
Anyway,
And there's a lot of these things on, there's a list here.
Okay, let's hear it.
Well, they're saying Blippi. Concerns parents have are that it's the humor is grating, and some find the main character's antics overwhelming for children. I mean, kids love grating and overwhelming.
Blippi is just trying to entertain your kid. Like, it's not the devil.
Caillou, the concerns are that Caillou's frequent whining and tantrums have led parents to believe that the show models undesirable behavior.
Caillou sucks.
It's kind of the same thing with Peppa Pig. They say parents feel Peppa exhibits bratty behavior, which might influence children negatively.
Mm.
Something called Little Baby Bum. You know about this?
No.
It's on YouTube and Netflix, is what it says here. The show's simplistic animations and repetitive songs have been described as monotonous and lacking any educational value. Oh, Little Baby Bum. It looks just like
Cocoa Melon.
Yeah, it looks like Cocoa. It looks exactly like Cocoa Melon. Maybe it's made by the same people. Hmm. Something called Has-Been Hotel. You know about this?
Nope.
It's on Prime Video. This show contains mature themes, depictions of hell and adult humor, making it unsuitable. But then they also don't like SpongeBob, so that's wrong.
You know, there's a bunch of stuff on you. Like, we'll talk about YouTube, for example, and generalize that it's terrible because the algorithm keeps you watching and you never. There's a lot of good stuff on there, too. I think as a parent, you've got to be involved in what you're letting your kids get after and set whatever parameters you need to set, whether that's a time limit or keep them on kids' YouTube and don't let them be on regular YouTube.
Right.
But it.
Just actually watch something.
Yeah, don't set them free on it.
I think sometimes people see a cartoon and go, oh, it's a cartoon. It's for kids. That's safe for them to watch.
Right. But there's definitely bad content on YouTube, but there's great content on there too.
Sure.
So just to, you know, point out that I've put my daughter on YouTube and she will find a video where a kid is playing with a doll and then she can play with that kid while she's playing with her dolls.
Mm.
I don't know how to explain it, but I've watched it and gone, this is okay. Cause I don't want to play with dolls.
And this little kid does want to, and it's kind of like she's playing with another kid.
Exactly. So
that's nice.
Yeah.
I guess.
I mean,
it seems like seems harmless.
It.
And like there's some interaction there.
Right.
She's not just looking.
Right.
Moving on to the next thing here that I have. If you are famous, should your crimes be forgiven? If you're famous, should your record be expunged? If you have demonstrated yourself to be.
How famous am I?
Really famous.
Super duper famous.
Pretty damn famous. And not only famous for your craft, but sort of famously inspiring other people to be better people and kind of giving back in demonstrably working to change systems and
I still don't
make
know.
The world better.
There was a sandwich guy that was super famous. Mm. Like everyone knew the sandwich guy. And then it turned out he was a pedophile. So do we, you know, say, this, you're good because you sold a lot of sandwiches and you seem like you don't want to rape children anymore.
See, this is why I do think it is a case-by-case thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, because the person I'm talking about is Jelly Roll.
Oh.
He has a lot of trouble touring and or leaving the country because he has felonies on his record. He did some time in juvie, etc. He had drug problems, but he has demonstrated himself to be a guiding light for people. He,
I pooped myself one time.
That does not have anything to do with him getting his record expunged. So it's funny because as I'm reading it, I'm like, he should get a full pardon. That would be great. And I went, should he though? You did the thing. I feel like he's a guy who's given back enough that it's obvious that he's a good person and that he's grown and learned, but people can pretend to grow and learn. Jared could pretend to grow and learn.
I didn't say the name, but
we
now
all
that we have.
Knew who it was.
Oh, everyone knew? Yes. Okay. Well, anyway.
I don't know. So that's the deal. He's been very honest about his past. Mm-hmm. Jelly Roll served time for drug crimes, still has a felony conviction for aggravated assault on his record. However, the Tennessee Board of Parole just recommended that he receive a full pardon, meaning all of his past crimes would no longer be on his record. And so even though he is famous, he has trouble traveling because of the felony convictions. Performing shows abroad has been near to impossible. Doesn't he have something coming up called the Big Ass International Tour or something? There's like the Big Ass American Tour. It's him and Post Malone.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they're doing it. They've
got some dates, but I think it took them a lot to get those dates going, and that's probably why this came up for the Tennessee Parole Board. Like, could you just, do you think that maybe, have I done enough? Have I given back enough? What do I need to do to make you feel sure that I can go to Canada? Can you let me know?
The dates were hard to book because of the felony. But he does have concerts coming up in Canada.
Made it in there. Yeah. So it sounds like as you get more famous, other governments show some leniency. Unless you're Jared. That guy. Forget it. Nashville Sheriff Darren Hall spoke on behalf of Jelly at the parole meeting that they held. And then afterward, he posted, 1 year ago, I wrote Governor Bill Lee asking for a full pardon for Jason. Jelly rolled the Ford. Today, the board unanimously recommended his pardon. It's now in the hands of the governor. Jelly said at the parole meeting, I want to be an inspiration for people who are now where I used to be, to let them know that change is truly possible. And that, in a nutshell, is what I get from Jelly. I was this. I'm now this.
I believe in the power for people to change. I'm living that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't necessarily think because you're famous, you get off the hook. I think they took his case, you know, looked at it and believe in him, and they'll give him a chance. And now it's on him to not blow it, dude.
Right.
Do not blow this.
It is sort of ponderous, though. Like, you know, most people, 99.9% of people, you get something like that on your record, and that no matter what you do or what amends you make or how great of a leader you are, or all the good things you do for your community, that's always going to be on your record and may hold you back. A lot of places will ask before they hire you, have you been convicted of a felony?
Well,
maybe all of them do. I don't know.
I had some trouble as a kid. Most of it was just partying related. So none of it was real.
Well, you didn't do any time.
No. And I certainly haven't never hurt anybody but myself or whatever. But I'd say most people don't have the means and the name recognition to get this kind of a good look.
Right.
So there are probably plenty of people out there who, you know, this, like, here's Jelly going, I just want to do shows in Canada. I'm a performer and I'm trying to make millions. Can you give me a break, please? I don't know. Is that a good enough reason?
Let's take a look
what
at your record.
What if there's a person out there who's busting their ass to give back? They don't have name recognition and they don't have a penny to their name.
It would be nice if there was a process for them to have that.
And there may reviewed. Be.
There might.
There may be, but that's one of those things where I think there are people who know how to pursue doggedly all of the avenues that they, and others who would go, I don't know how to do that.
And I'm going to let this hang on me for the rest of my life.
How am I supposed to?
Because what else am I supposed to do?
So it's case by
case. Must be exhausting.
Yeah, it's case by case.
Yeah, it would be nice to think that there was a path for a normie to get through. And because a lot of times the felony that you have on your record is the dumb thing you did as an 18-year-old.
Well, he was 16. It was aggravated robbery.
You know, I think that that might be why he went to juvie, right?
Well, no, he went to juvie at 14,
okay.
I guess, and then this crime happened when he was 16, and so was tried as an adult, served a year in prison, 7 years probation.
So that's
the big one.
I think if you have a record, and now you're 16, and they're like, as far as they're concerned, you're a bad seed,
yeah.
And this is going on your record as an adult. But say you were 22, you're still a kid, you're still a dummy. Maybe you learn. I don't know. I just think that there should be some kind of, I feel like as much as I think Jelly Roll seems to be just such a good person and a giver, I don't think it's fair that because he's famous, his record gets looked at and expunged And now he can get hired anywhere he wants, and his life is a lot easier for him. But an average person doesn't have the same opportunities.
Here's what I'll say. He can still have an incredibly great life without having this expunged. He's living his best life right now.
Yep.
Here's a dude who, one of his best bits, if I can call it that, is, are these tattooed? Like, the guy's inked up his face.
Horrible.
He's not exactly a role model, and yet he is, because he's pulled it together enough that he's turned himself around and is contributing
famous, but he needed to get this off of his record because it was difficult for him to get a job and get ahead in life. And he was able to show that he's done all these things, but he doesn't have hit records. Like, shouldn't that person also have the opportunity to have this stuff reviewed and removed? Like, look, I've been an upstanding citizen. Look how hard I've worked. Here are the things I've done. Please, can I go forward with a clean record? As opposed to being stuck and my life is ruined by the dumb thing I did as an 18-year-old or 16-year-old or whatever year old. I don't know. I just thought, oh, yes, I see the clock. I hate the clock. All right, Vin, what's coming up on your side of the clock?
One of my stories is just you're talking about, is there forgiveness after this? Mm. There's no forgiveness after this.
Oh, okay.
None.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MAN. Enjoy.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, oh yeah. My God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's Thursday. Go to RadioAlice.com and find out how you can join us at our May 9th live morning show broadcast from Cache Creek Casino. Oh, let me try that again, shall I?
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by La Garza Summer Camp. Oh. La Garza Summer Camp has got it all. 30 locations across the Bay Area, a variety of programs, from sports to STEAM.
Awesome.
With flexible scheduling, epic fun for kids, and peace of mind for parents, head to LaGarzaSports.org and use the code ALICE for $50 off today. Now is...
It comes up fast. Summer's just about here.
I am nobody to talk about planning because I don't do a great job of it, but my wife does. And so people I'm closely, you know, associated with.
So remind the planners in your life.
Yeah, this is the time to get on it. Not only can you save $50 by using the code ALICE, but you want to get this stuff scheduled in advance. Yes. So you're set for summer so that you're not that worker.
Oh, no, what do
going,
we do?
Yeah, well, oh, my gosh. I have so much to do and I have nowhere to take Corky or whatever your kid's name
is. Damn it, Corky. Just go play quietly in your room all day.
Quirky.
La Garza.
Yeah.
Sports.org.
Take Quirky.
Right.
Quirky will love it.
I read a story yesterday, late yesterday though, but nonetheless, it looks like there's a slim chance for rain coming. Yeah. Clouds today.
I don't like that.
Well, I thought we were done.
Me too.
And even in the story, they're like, you know, well, we could use the more rain. Well, yeah, we could.
Yes. But do we have to?
Well, I feel like.
Does it mean more snow?
Because, no, definitely not. But because we've had 3 straight years with strong weather and strong rain, maybe we're getting used to it. But California is a place that often is done with rain by February.
Yeah.
So.
Sometimes by January.
Right. I guess we, you know, fingers crossed, we don't see that again, but.
Yeah, we don't like that.
That's scary.
But we also don't like this. I mean, isn't it almost May?
Clouds, slim chance for rain coming, but. All right, the Warriors lost last night. The series is now tied up.
It's okay. It's all right.
It's not okay. No. Jimmy Butler broke his butt.
Oh, no.
The official. They're going to do an MRI on his midsection and let us know, you know, where we're at. But I was watching the game last night. This is the Warriors basketball. They were in Houston. And the announcers are like, boy, they're really letting them play. This is almost like the 80s and 90s, the way these guys are getting after it. This is rough. And I'm thinking, okay, well, are they letting all of the teams play rough across all of the playoffs? Because now we just lost one of our best players.
Right. We need
that
guy.
Due to someone, they took his legs right out from underneath him, and he landed on his ass.
Oh, no.
Hard.
And then laid there, and you're like,
was it like a broken tailbone knocked the wind out of you situation?
I don't know, the wind was knocked out,
worse.
But if you've ever hit your tailbone, you know that's...
It's like paralyzing.
You want to squirm, but you can't move, and you're like,
oh, no.
We'll find out if this is just a momentary...
Oh, boy.
Slow him down for a minute, or if this
is... He just has a bruise on his bum.
missing a couple games kind of injury, that'll be a real problem for the Warriors. They next play here Saturday at 5:30. Let's all be there to root for the Warriors, this Saturday at 5:30. Go Warriors. It's tied up 1-1.
Yeah. It's only one loss. But they do, it's nice that they get a couple days to recover in between. This is a long series.
They drag the playoffs out.
It's gonna be like a 2.5 week series.
It's long. Yeah.
If it goes all seven.
April is National Distracted Driving Awareness Month.
Oh, we're aware. But thanks for telling us again.
And a whopping 72% of people who eat while driving admit, I probably shouldn't eat things like a bowl of soup or barbecue ribs.
Oatmeal. Wow. No, oatmeal's not so bad.
I don't eat oatmeal in the car anymore.
Wait a minute. I thought you can now because of your Blue Cruise.
I've decided I need to eat that later in the morning so that I don't find myself starving again by 10 o'clock.
Right.
Eating at
You're starving.
Like I force it in at 5 in the morning.
Right. And so now you bring it all the way in.
But you know what? He's right. Eating anything that needs a spoon and has a bowl is distracted driving. There's no question. And yes, I do have a beautiful Frontier Ford Mach-E with Blue Cruise that does drive for me. So that helps.
Yep.
But you're right. You shouldn't be eating anything you need a spoon with.
Right.
Frankly,
some people can handle it. Don't be distracted while you do it.
I've seen the people driving with a burger or whatever.
Oh, my God. That seems worse. I'm like, if anything slides out the bottom of that, now it's all over. Now you're freaking out. Mm-hmm. There's a bee in the car. Come on.
I wouldn't. Yeah, I don't think that is okay either.
No.
86% of drivers admit to being distracted by technology.
Technology.
Usually their phones. But now the screens are so big, too. If you're just trying to go, I just want to.
You can get, it's amazing how distractible we are these days. Like, you're driving. Please look at the road.
I haven't even tried to get any kind of TV or Netflix on the screen in my car.
But it can?
I don't know, but I definitely know there are cars out there that can. And maybe they've done something with their phone where they're, what do they call that when you use your phone?
Mirror it, kind of.
Yeah, you're mirroring it. Maybe they're doing that. I don't know. But I've definitely seen at stoplights, the car next to me is watching a show.
Oh, boy.
Now, maybe when they start to use the accelerator, the TV turns off.
Yeah.
I don't think so, though.
I don't know about that.
I don't think that's the case.
I've seen people full on watch, especially in LA, full on watching TV. And in LA especially, I don't know last time I was at a stoplight where somebody actually went when a light turned green. They're looking at their phone.
That is so annoying, isn't it?
Yeah.
And I don't want it. That's why it's, you know, we need that little beep, beep horn. We need the little hey.
I lay it on.
Okay. And then, you don't need the little one. I don't want to piss someone off. I just want you to notice that the light screen. Beep, beep. Hey.
He lays it on, but then some lady decided she was going to crash him because he called her out for littering.
And she was late on the light, too. She had double things.
And everybody's packing heat these days. We got to knock this crap off.
No, everybody isn't packing heat.
Really?
Be careful, but
enough people shouldn't be getting in altercations on the road.
Bob's not packing heat. Look at her.
Yeah, no. I mean, I'm thinking none of us is packing heat, but I know for a fact two of us do have heat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you. You got any heat at your house?
Absolutely not.
Right, me either. That I know of.
Well, I don't carry my heat around.
Well, good. That's fantastic. You're level-headed insane. There's people who are like, I got a gun. I'm powerful now. Do you remember that guy who years ago came in who was going to play Chick Quiz Dude Quiz with us? And he flashed a piece in the studio. And I lost my mind and was
wasn't
scared.
Wasn't he a cop?
I didn't want to be too specific, but yes. And was just very cavalier winging that thing around. I was like, you got to be kidding me. And that was the 90s, people. Now everybody's packing.
No, oh my gosh. Anyway, also on the list of things people actually admit to doing while driving during Distracted Driving Awareness Month here is getting ready while driving. Yes, the mascara thing is real. And
you do really see that more than you would think you would.
Oh my gosh, yes.
And I am married to someone who says the lighting is the best in the car. Like, this is where I want to do it.
Really?
I want to do it in the car.
I feel I look terrible in any mirror in a car.
We're talking about mascara now. You do mascara?
I mean, I have mascara. I've done mascara.
The lighting's the best in there for her mascara. I don't know.
I've never put makeup on in a car. If I'm going to put makeup on, it happens at my house because I'm not bringing it with me.
Getting ready while driving, people admit to doing. Changing clothes, shaving, putting on makeup, painting your nails.
Wow, you are bad at time management if you're painting your nails in the car.
I've definitely run out of the house in my underwear with pants in my hand.
What?
What are you talking about? Why?
What?
What is this? What would take so long about pulling your freaking pants on? I don't understand that.
I'm trying to manage my minutes here, Sarah.
Oh my God.
Just relax.
I can't. You don't have pants on.
Don't worry. I'm not in your car. I'm in my car. Oh, eating while driving is a big one. Again, we already mentioned that. Creating content while driving. You know, one of the things I've seen a lot?
What?
And I never click on it, so I don't know where it goes from there. But there's these places I will go to look at videos for inspiration. And often when they show the video cam girls advertising, they're in their cars.
Oh.
They're doing their job.
Like they're doing a little ad?
Well, I assume if you click on it, you'll get that person. I don't know. I've never done it.
Right.
But the ad's a person in their car with the camera on them doing stuff.
Adult sexy
things,
stuff?
Yes. Oh.
Do they have a seatbelt on? Are they in the front seat? Are they like with a steering wheel?
Yeah, I've seen it. Yeah.
Okay.
Are they in the back seat?
And what are they doing? Like,
they'll be, you know, doing stuff with their top, taking that down, stuff with their hands.
Those things that make noise.
Right. Or doing a guy. I mean, I've seen that too in the car.
I see.
Oh, but not on the cam girls.
These are just like the click links?
That's a video. Yeah, these are cam people who do this daily, and I guess they just have found that
I just do some guys like I am.
That. I want to see. Well, also, it's the same reason why I did it in a treehouse for the first time. I didn't have a place to take a lady.
Yeah. This was what was available. A treehouse in the middle of a public park.
I didn't
want
to do it in a treehouse with another couple watching us.
You just didn't care enough to find another place.
Well, I mean, you know, I'd been trying to make this happen for some years, Sarah. Mm-hmm. So when someone finally said, yeah, I'll do that to you, I was like, oh, thank God. You're the best lady in the world. And then also, where can we go? And that's just where we could go.
Right.
But, you know, the car thing, it's for real. Like, if you don't have a place to go, you use that.
So you're watching this lady in the car, and then what, like, she forgets to go at the green light, and someone's honking her, or it's...
These are cam people who do this in their car. It's like an ad for 5 seconds.
It's
and
just
as soon
the
as the
setting.
Ad's up,
okay.
I click start, and then I get the thing I actually went
like
there
you
looking
skip
for.
Now
and then, you know, 70s porn comes on. Actually, filmed here in San Francisco. Almost all of them.
Oh, yeah.
There was a thriving porn business here in the Bay Area for a while there.
Go
anyway,
Mitchell Brothers.
Creating content while driving is on the list of distracted driving stress and anxiety. 20% of drivers say stress from work or school or relationship issues can mess up their focus behind the wheel.
Oh. Well I feel like you can think about whatever you want as long as you're looking out the front window.
Right.
And holding onto the wheel.
Right. Or soup.
Oh my God. I mean, I guess if it's in a thermos that you can, just, I don't know, you're going to burn yourself. Thermoses keep things very hot.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances, MIDI can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sarah. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Okay, so Sarah did a whole story about should Jelly Roll be forgiven because he did commit some crimes, but he's a nice boy now, and he's doing much better.
Yes. Oh, did the people weigh in?
A lot, and okay. I'll read those in a minute. But this I got this story and went, I don't even want to do it.
Oh.
But you know what? The police in New York have stopped two brothers from just being total scuzz buckets, both of them.
Okay. Ah. Tell me.
And you know, when you're with another person, you hope one of you has enough sense to say, you know, that this is bad.
Yes. I always wonder about the people who have a partner in crime. Like, neither of you thought, I don't know.
Come on, Bonnie. Tell Clyde to get it together.
Right. No, Clyde's down, Bonnie's down, we're going to do this. We are of a like mind.
A 37-year-old guy named Christopher Banks recently got arrested in New York State for child porn. Ugh. He lives with his older brother in a small town in upstate New York called Nineveh. I didn't know it, but it's up there towards Syracuse. Okay. Buffalo is western New York. This is like would be eastern New York, but up there, upstate New York.
Okay.
Little town.
Nineveh.
Nineveh. This guy, Christopher Banks, busted for child porn. They don't give details. You don't need them. Disgusting, dude.
You've said it all.
Throw away the key.
Agreed.
Anyway, they raid this dude's house. And they seize all the electronics in the house, and this guy happens to live with his brother. The brother is Mark Banks. He's 38. So he's 1 year older than his little brother, Christopher Banks.
Okay.
Now Mark's in trouble too.
Because let me guess, these guys are both into this.
No.
Oh, different
Mark
thing.
Used to work on a farm.
Oh, no! No! Just, oh, please, no. Get the bear! The bear!
So they came across an old video of Mark sleeping with one of the cows.
Oh.
The brothers, the two of them. Can we drop them in the, what do you call it?
The volcano. Just drop them in. There's no need for that. Oh, my God.
Mark, the older brother, who wasn't in trouble until he had all his stuff seized and had saved a video. And I'm going to guess if you've made a video, this wasn't your first time.
Yeah. No, you swept away your first time. Then you can't stop thinking about it and you want to create a lasting memory because you might not always work on a farm.
He admitted in a written statement, the older brother, he worked at a farm for 22 years. And when I was younger, I did romance a cow.
I had my way with Bessie.
He blamed it on urges and claimed it was a one-time thing
uh-huh.
and never happened again.
But I did set up a tripod and film the whole thing and kept it all these years.
Are you kidding?
The bear.
He's facing up to a year in jail, the cow humper, and his brother's facing 4 years for what he... They're both going to be registered as sex offenders. Here's why to do this story. Way to go, cops. Way to go. Like, these are two guys that need to be painted a color. Mm. And so everyone knows those two brothers, the purple ones, stay away from them.
Right.
They're the worst of among us.
Yes. Then if I meet them, paint them purple. And if I see them out in the woods, I'll know for sure.
Hey, maybe red, like bright red.
Something
like
just,
the Mew Mew purse color red.
I think, you know, maybe that just like day glow orange, like warning, warning. They're just deviants. Jane is weighing in.
Oh, Jane.
It's Jane. She says, as far as distracted driving, I see many more men shaving approaching the metering lights than I do women putting on mascara. Check, check, check. And then she said, also, I've repeatedly seen someone eating soup. They balance the bowl on the middle of the steering wheel and use a regular spoon in everything. I keep trying to figure out if it's the same person or a different person. It seems like three different times. Hmm. Always on the slow approach to the metering lights.
Yeah, you see a lot of stuff when you get to the
because you're just sitting
lights.
In it, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, well, I guess it's time to eat my soup. Well, thanks for weighing in, Janie. And that was just a single check. I don't know why the checks are in there, but, you know, she's leaving me some check marks.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a few other things. Palisades Tahoe has snow in the forecast for Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, boy. Wow.
From 925. So, yeah, there is a storm coming through. I don't know what's going to materialize from it, but there's definitely a chance for rain here.
Oh, that's a bummer.
And, well, snow. We need all we can get.
Yes.
Isn't that what we say?
Yes. We say it because we're so angry about it, and we're trying to find a silver lining.
Good morning. Anyone can apply to get their records expunged.
Oh, is that so?
Most people don't want to do the work it takes. Charlene Fairfield listening on the apps.
Well, thank you so much for the information, Charlene Fairfield.
That is one of those things. Like you, there are people who are willing to figure it out and do the miles that it takes. And that's, are you willing to do that? Or are you going to throw your hands in the air and go, they'll never let me.
Yeah. Well, maybe you know in your heart, I've done some really, really bad things and they'll never let me. You probably do have to make a pretty solid case for yourself. And Jelly Roll's had the opportunity to make that case for himself. He's come into money. He's given back. He's got a platform. It's a lot harder for your average Joe to make a case for themselves. Well, I've held a job down and I haven't done it again. Can I please have my record expunged?
I think that that's just one of those case by case. But a lot of people are writing in saying, no, he should not be pardoned. I'm in recovery, and my sponsor, who has almost 40 years sobriety and has helped countless women and people throughout the years in so many different ways, cannot go to Canada either. Mm. She'll never be pardoned.
Mm.
And they say it's for a DUI, which can involve accidents or a level of drunkenness, like what you blow.
Yeah.
We've seen those stories where someone blew a 4.0 and you go, that's dead.
Right.
And yet, no, not dead. Not aware at all.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, autopilot or whatever you want to call that. 510 asks, Maddie, are you going to see your wife all dressed up and fall in love all over again?
He's still in love with her.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I still love her. So...
Are you in love with her? You would be, wouldn't you?
No. I think that ship's passed.
Even if she was like, I've changed my mind.
I think it's passed. So.
Really?
Yeah.
Even if she said, I'm willing to do the work on my end. I see you've made good changes about yourself. Let's give her another go. You'd say no?
Yeah, probably.
Oh!
Yeah. I don't know. I really don't know. That just doesn't, that isn't
really
in the cards.
It's really hard because honestly, that would be, if she said that, that would be easier.
Yeah. I think we both have changed a lot in the last, year and a half. So It would definitely need a lot of things would have to fall into place. So on the surface, no. But yeah.
Okay.
Thanks for that.
Sure. I'll ask more uncomfortable questions later.
Yeah, come on.
There are times after the breakup where you are like, I'd rather see it go poof, as in not even part of my history, more than a chance at another. Like, it's just so exhausting, and I'm not saying that's you.
Yes.
No, yeah.
I've had those things, though, where I'm just like, I don't want to think about it. I don't want it to live in my brain anymore. I just want it to go away.
Yeah.
And be free of it so I can live my life again.
Yeah.
Oh!
It's hard, though, after, you know, 20 years. You know, that's tough to, like, poof away.
It's a huge chunk of your life.
But I do understand that feeling a lot, because sometimes I feel like that. Like, I'm just sick of thinking about it.
It lives up there.
Yeah.
And you just want it to move out already.
Around and around.
What's it going to take to get you evicted?
I don't know why none of us ever look at the clock, but we haven't. It's time to take a break. Tattoo removal, it hurts, and it's expensive.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.